Martha Stewart, of the homemaking media empire bearing her name, is soon to start a prison term. She was convicted of lying to federal investigators. Her sentence is 5 months. Ms. Stewart wanted to be in the Danbury, Connecticut prison closer to home, now says she'll be pleased to report to the Minimum Security Federal Correctional Institute in Alderson, West Virginia. It's a small town amid rolling farmland with views of the mountains. We spoke earlier with Hillary and John Benish, co-directors of the Alderson Hospitality House. It's a free place to stay if you're visiting an inmate, a room for the night, and two hot meals. The Benishes told me about the history between the women's prison and Alderson. Tell us how the prison fits into this rural community and the town of Alderson. How does that work?
It was built on like a college campus, actually, Bucknell University in Pennsylvania. And the whole idea was rehabilitation of the inmates. And for many times, they employed a lot of the women in and around Alderson from a 50-mile radius, and some of the women would actually stay in the cottages with the women.
With the prisoners, you mean?
Yes.
It was more of a mentoring system between those who were employed as the prison guards and the women that were the prisoners.
What is it like today, though? What is the contact between the community and the prisoners?
They do have a volunteer program that some of the women who are eligible can come and help in the community.
Yeah, the prisoners on their free time as volunteers would come out into the community and work. And that's a big help. And plus, in 1996, there was a major flood in Alderson, and the women from the prison came out to help clean out houses and help people with flood recovery. And that was a huge gift to the community.
And the report from the community and the prison is fairly good, and they're beautiful. A lot of gifted women up there.
In a way, there's an outreach from the prison to the community. Does it go the other way?
Yes.
There is. The community has. We have a community relations board with the prison, and that's an opportunity to build bridges between the town and the prison and to see how we could mutually maybe help each other and better ways in which we can mutually coexist. The prison is a pretty good neighbor to the town.
Also, we have a yarn project that the community relations board members bring in yarn for the inmates to projects with. That goes all back into the community.
With the yarn, they're making things to be sold out in the...
be given out. They have a children's Christmas party where they make hats, scarves, gloves, sweaters.
And they give them to needy children that are identified out of like 6 or 8 local elementary schools. And they also make blankets that they bring to the nursing homes for the senior citizens. And all of that is with donated materials. The inmates perform the labor and donate them back to the community. So it's really a win-win situation.
Well, there has to be somebody. There's more than 1,000 women at this prison. There has to be somebody there who is not taking part in any of this and is pretty pretty stubborn in just being there doing the years they have to do.
That's true. I do think some folks, you can do a hard time and you can do a good time. I mean, if you think you're there unjustly and resent it, that could be a hard time.
Hillary Benish and John Benish, co-directors of the Alderson Hospitality House in Alderson, West Virginia. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay.